Welcome to the Dead Pixel Society podcast, the photo imaging industry's leading news source. Here's your host, Gary Peugeot.
The Dead Pixel Society podcast is brought to you by Media Clip, Photo Finale, and Advertech Printing. Hello again and welcome to the Dead Pixel Society podcast. Today we're joined by two fine gentlemen, David Crandall, the Executive Director of the School of Photography of America, and Tim McCain, the Chief Revenue Officer of ImageQuick's PhotoLinks. Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Gary?
I am doing fantastic, guys. How are y'all?
Today we're going to be talking about a new event that's coming up in June, the SPOA International Conference on School Photography and Yearbooks. It's a new event. David, for those who don't know what SPOA is, can you give us a brief overview?
Sure. School Photographers of America is basically the nation's trade association for school photography and yearbooks. We represent the school photography and yearbook industry. And, you know, when you think of, you know, educate, advocate, promote, protect, and preserve the great traditions, school traditions, that those volume-based businesses is do. And so we're super excited. This event is really focused on leadership, at the executive, the business owner, the leadership level. And it's really focused. Even when you, sometimes you think back to a yearbook company or a school picture company, and sometimes we leave out like our real partners in that. And so, you know, a sale of a school picture or yearbook happens right at the school building, right? Something has to be sold for it to be photographed. But before it ever gets into that mom's hands or that student's hands, it's got to be produced. And, you know, there's a workflow component with that, with a very good gentleman right here that helps people execute that to getting it produced at a lab level, whether that's a company-owned lab or an independent lab. And so we're having a lot of focus on leadership, development and professional development for leads and supervisors. We're all working in a tough environment right now from a labor standpoint, right? And so it's about the culture, and it's not just about how people are paid. It's about how they're cared for and the culture that they work in. And so we have amazing partners like Dale Carnegie that's going to be teaching four different courses. Sandler, we've got Secret Service, Homeland Security. We've got a number of folks really thinking about protecting your business from cybersecurity and all those types of things that, you know, so we have a lot of outside industry experts that are going to be leading that portion. So yeah, we're looking forward to
it. First of all, when and where is the event?
It is going to be June the 9th through the 11th, but I like to say it's going to be June the 8th through the 11th because it kicks off with one of our strategic partners, MVP, ImageQuick's and PhotoLinks, with their MVP conference, half a day before and half a day of, and we kick off on the 9th at 1 o'clock, with a general session, our keynote. We have the superintendent of Cypress Fairbanks that's kind of kicking off the beginning of the conference, which is going to be awesome. The CEO of Dale Carnegie International is going to be speaking. We got a number of keynotes coming in. And so it's in the Westin Galleria. There's two hotels, the Westin Galleria and Westin Oaks. It's in a very high-end mall in Houston, Texas. And we're super excited, super excited.
Tim, David's mentioned MVP, which is the Mastering Volume Photography Conference. You've held that for a number of years. Can you tell those who've never attended what the focus of MVP is?
Yeah, so MVP is along the same lines that David's talking about, leadership and training. And we try to bring in people in our industry that have done it, that people are looking to grow their businesses, to get tips and tricks on our software. Even if you don't use our software, just learn the industry a little bit better. We always have a highly motivational keynote speaker. That's part of our thing. And we just try to pump people up and get them ready. We're doing SPOA in June because we've always done our MVP conference around that time. And it's 6 months after the last conference has happened, and they're getting ready to start their school photography season coming up. So it's a good time to get refreshed and renewed. And that's what we're all about at MVP.
So what type of education happens to MVP? You said it's not necessarily for people with ImageQuick users, but I looked at the speaker program, and
you've got some of the leaders of the industry there presenting about their businesses, right?
Correct. Anybody wants to see this, it's photolinks.com/MVP. And you can see right there, we have speakers. We're going to have things like Brian Foster talking about the stickiness of yearbooks and sports books. We have a all female panel talking about being a woman in this market, in today's industry. That's interesting to me. It's going to be a cool one. That's going to be with Corey Cooper is going to do the moderation of that from SPAC. We have Mr. Crandall here is going to be doing a talk. We have Dimitri, the vice president of Cashman Photo. He's going to talk about how to adjust for market conditions and betterment of your business. So we'll get down and dirty about industry stuff, but we'll also tackle business in general.
Well, that women's panel sound industry, you've got some pretty high power people there. I see that you got Claudia Denser and Janet King and Corey Cooper and a bunch of good folks. And I think that's going to be a very interesting session.
Well, so do I. And Doyce Crandall will be there. There's Cindy Gallion. There's going to be quite a few people that we got. Ralph Sr. is coming out of speaking retirement to talk about senior photography and how he built a great business that he was able to pass on in his family, multi-generational. He's going to talk about how he did that. I think we have 10 educational sessions and then 9 mini workshops going on with that.
And that's a lot packed into 2 days.
It is. It's going to be back to back. It's high intensity, you know, high energy. We're going to kick it all off with a keynote speaker, Freddy Villarreal. He's going to be talking about thriving in corporate culture. He has a BA in biblical studies, an MA in leadership, and an ED.D in organizational leadership. So he's almost a doctor there. So he'll be talking about how to motivate people in these times where they're not so motivated.
That motivation is going to be tough this year. That's for sure with that's the economy the way it's going. Now, David, then it segues into the SPOA program, which again is chock full of breakout sessions and keynote speakers.
Yeah, we're really excited. When we say the word leadership and our focus on the protection, the preserving, the promotion of our industry, we have a lot of our strategic partners are going to be launching, you know, initiatives that we've all collaborated and worked on. Everything from a new foundation to a industry report to a national student photography training program that Sony's going to be launching, which is just incredible. As a guy that grew up behind a camera and always wanted my pictures in yearbooks in high school and college, it's super exciting to see that initiative. We're missing in public schools and schools today in high schools. We're not offering that kind of trade. You know, when you think about, you know, maybe in the 70s or 80s, you could have gone to a trade high school and been a HVAC or a technician or a photographer. And then some of those elements are missing from schools today. And so being able to create programs like this at such a high level is super exciting. But, you know, again, when we say we're bringing folks from the outside, there's a ton of value to listening to someone in the industry. And that's why we love the marriage of the user group of MVP on the front end with our conference. But then there's that whole element of having, you know, a group again, like Dale Carnegie, that they literally, there's Fortune 500 companies that don't have training departments. They just use a Fortune 500 training company that's all that they do is train people, processes and, you know, organizational development, to the extent that instead of having someone come up and talk in the industry, myself included, because I do it a lot. I may or may not have worked at the biggest company in the country and built a bid and RFP division. But why have someone internal when we're bringing a panel of CFOs and purchasing directors from school districts to explain this is what we want when we do a bid and RFP, and this is what we're wanting back. And so there's no one more than an expert than those CFOs and the purchasing directors. We have a superintendent's panel that, you know, we have superintendents coming in from Pennsylvania, Florida, North Carolina, Texas, and they're going to sit there and we're going to be able to ask questions like, you know, you were once a principal, you were once a teacher, you're currently a superintendent, or maybe you just retired. You know, what was the best rep? Don't think of pictures or yearbooks. Don't think of anything other than, you know how many different salespeople these people come in contact with? And like, what was the difference? You know, what was that best rep? You know, what's their name? You know, and what made that become identified to you as a top service, a top partner, a business partner? And so those are the type of panels that you just sit back and you listen to and you're like, whoa, you know, if I'm a business owner, I'm like, holy mackerel, maybe my sales approach has been wrong. And these are the people that are existing in schools today, that this is maybe who we should be listening to. Because I don't care. We could all go to 10 different conferences from in the photography world, and we're all going to go down at nighttime and someone's going to be standing at the bar telling about, man, I booked blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we call that a little bit of bar talk. You know, maybe it wasn't 20 new schools, maybe it was one. And so those are great ideas that you get when you're networking like that. But sometimes when you bring those experts and who those people are in front of you, light bulbs go off at every level. And so we have a principals panel, we've got a number. So our sessions are just really heavy. And just like Tim, you know, we launched a women in executive leadership advisory council here at SPOA. And I've seen that it's taken on legs at groups like them to other groups now that have kind of looked and gone, man, we do need that. We need diversity in our industry. We need to celebrate some of those successes. And so, you know, we realize the things that we're working on are really starting to take place and grow root. And so we have two different women's and leadership events going on, both as sessions, and we have a special reception with a great guest speaker one evening. So we're super excited about that leadership that's being shown.
And especially, let's talk about celebrations, because you're also adding on an awards banquet, which is, yeah, I think, the first of its kind in the industry. Yeah. You're going to be celebrating not only, you know, leadership and individual, but also a national photography contest. Can you talk about that a little
bit? Yeah, man, that's probably the most exciting thing. You're just hearing my voice. You're not seeing my face in the screen like these guys are, but I smile at a whole nother degree. We all at individual companies, and I've worked at two different individual school picture companies, and we all try to celebrate like our own success. But how cool is it when you can have the 20 big categories that our industry represents, and let's find out who's the best of the best of the best, you know, both at company level, as well as at the school level. You know, do I think there's gonna be one company that, you know, kind of dominates? No, I don't. I think it's gonna be pretty, but I could be shocked, right? And right. So I don't know. And so we've got a panel of judges. I reached out to two very large photographic trade associations and found a system called Launchpad, which manages the entire competition. So when the judges log in, they don't even know what category they have until the day they log in. They have 48 hours to score. They're only going to be scoring three different categories, but they're never scoring it like with the same person. So I may score classroom groups with Tim here. But then the next time I'm scoring underclass fall with Gary, but right, me and Tim will never score anything. And I may never even score a senior category. I may never even score a sports category. And it's all about impact that the image has, centering, lighting, all those type of things that we've got a rubric that we're all following. And then once their score goes, it goes to a top 10. And then we're bringing it. Sony is having an artesian judge. We have a superintendent that's going to judge. And we have a retired master photographer, PPA photographer, that's going to be a judge. And they will judge the top 10 and figure out who is our grand champion and who are those top five finalists in the country.
And there's still time to enter.
Oh, yeah. There's four weeks to enter. We already got, I mean, we're getting loaded down with images. Like, it's pretty, pretty cool. But the system, when the images come in, no judge, even myself, I can't see, like, if Tim submitted, I can't see Tim's name. I can't see his company, or all I see is the image. We hired an outside contractor with that firm to kind of manage it for us. And so it keeps it unbelievably honest, very efficient. And so we're really excited, but it doesn't stop there. We've got a president's award. That's going to be given to someone in the industry, kind of with both you two gentlemen, with a servant's heart. There are some companies that have leaders that truly serve not just their employees and their organization. They serve their community. They serve the industry. And so we've already had over, I think, 35 recommendations and referrals, applications for that one. We've got a chairman's award, first ever of its kind. And really, it can be, I screw this word up a lot, so I apologize, posthumous, meaning the person may have already passed, if I said that appropriately. But it's really for, it may be one or two people, but people that innovated, did something in this industry that radically changed the history of this industry, right? And so we can all sit back and think about people that have done something like, made a massive impact. And so we see that award being not only looking back, but forward thinking. There are people working on new development that could radically change our industry and the way we do business. Mm-hmm. We have a Rising Star Award. We hope we give two or three of those away. And that could be, it's the one rule on that award is it's somebody under the age of 30. And, mm-hmm. and the idea is, man, whether it's a Image Quix or a PhotoLynx or it's someone at a Richmond or Arklatex or APS Lab or ACI or any of the labs or at a Strawbridge or a Interstate or a VIP, any school photography company, a GPI, it doesn't matter. It could be a photographer. It could be a leader. It could be a lead or a supervisor that everybody just knows, man, this person is going somewhere. Mm-hmm. They're either rising in the ranks of their company, or it could be like a brand new startup company that started. Yeah. I had the blessing of meeting a guy out of Las Vegas that literally is 29 that was starting a school picture company. He was mm-hmm. talking at an event and he got done and I was speaking next. And I looked over and I said, buddy, I don't know who you are, but I'd be buying from you all day. And I promise you, you're going to be great at this job. And so there's people like that that I think we should recognize. And then the last one that we're really excited about is the Lab and Excellence Award. We're sending out some metrics. When you think about ship time, the types of products and programs that they offer, how do their field, you know, if I'm a school picture company, owns my own lab, or their customers, you know, school picture companies going to an independent lab, how do they rate them, if that makes sense? And so, you know, the goal of a trade association is raise the bar, you know, raising tides, raise all ships. And if we can challenge that and get a higher level of customer service, online reputation, guest-centric attitude and a servant's attitude amongst everybody, it's better for this entire industry. So we're really excited to be honoring those people.
Now, coming out of 2 years of lockdowns as an industry, it seems to me that of the industry segments that I interact with, the volume photography industry seems to be the most energized and optimistic at this point. Mm-hmm. From the people you guys talk to, why do you think that is?
I mean, I can tell you, I just left. I had a great visit with a yearbook company, secondary yearbook company, Sunday and Monday of this week. And it was really interesting to engage in those conversations mm-hmm. and know that literally, even at that level, people are valuing school photography and yearbooks now more than ever. And mm-hmm. We're seeing increases in participation. We're seeing increases in the value and the add-ons that they buy. And I think that has a lot to do with the industry partners that they've partnered with, as well as just, you know, you sit back and you think about what's happening over in Russia and Ukraine. And, you know, it's sad, but like if you watched when Ukrainians were leaving the country and they were packing their cars, it was on, I don't care if you're watching CNN, Fox or whatever. You know, those first 3 days, it hit me like everybody's packing their car with pictures. Right. And you just sit back and go, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, you might be creating an 8x10 unit that's selling for whatever, 10 bucks, 15 bucks. I don't know. But do you know what that's worth to a father or mother or when they're a grandparent and maybe their grandchildren someday? And it's just super cool. And I think our great rich school traditions are COVID gave an appreciation to people like I don't think our industry had seen in years, but that'd be my opinion.
I wanted to piggyback on that. I agree 100%. I also think that it proved we saw a lot of guys grow through this, this COVID thing. So like you're saying, people want pictures of the good times and the bad. I'd always, my whole life, I'd always heard that this industry was recession proof. I don't know about that, but I do know that it's proven to be durable.
It is.
And I think people are excited about, you know, the durability of their business when they thought they might be going up. When people are, I was in a cab the other day where a guy had a dojo and he had to shut it down and he was driving the cab now because he, all his, karate students weren't going to school. You know, his karate school had to shut down. And made me think about our industry too and how durable it is. And people do want those pictures. And that's true. Hey, I want to also key in on another award that we're giving out at the MVP. Every year we give out two Lynx Legacy Awards, one at SPAC and then one at our MVP. So at the beginning of MVP, we're giving out a Lynx Legacy Award as well for high achievers in the industry, kind of like your chairman's award there. Usually it goes to people that are retired or close to retirement, but game changers and, you know, people that are legacy, you know, they're the it person at one point in our industry. They're ones we all look to aspire to be.
Will it be a smooth transition for somebody who's maybe attending MVP to attend the SPOA conference as well in terms of logistics? It's in the same place, right? Same.
Yeah. Absolutely. Matter of fact, registration's at the same desk. And so it'll be a seamless transition between the two and exciting. I mean, I can tell you out of, you know, the tickets that have already been sold, there are very few separate tickets. Most people are doing the bundled ticket and going to be joining. And, you know, we're seeing probably a 75-80% are coming to the dinner and the banquet as well. That is a separate ticket. That banquet is a separate ticket. And it's not joking. Anybody can go on the Westin and look at their F&B and what it costs for a full 5-course dinner plus wine and beer. And it's $92.87. So we're selling the tickets for, I think, $94. We're literally just covering the cost. And we're super excited to have like a really fancy dinner and celebrate the people that, you know, get those honors and stuff like that. You know, Tim said something that I go back and want to reiterate because I wholesomely agree. People are growing. And so you can sit back and look at other industries and you could sit back and go, man, people aren't renting videos anymore. No, they are. Like, just Blockbuster didn't want to change, and Redbox and some other, they just came up with new ways, and then Netflix. And so if you're not innovating and you're not able to pivot, yeah, your business might not be growing at the level that others, but there's a lot of people that pivoted. They invested in they did a capitalization that they had not done and they needed to do in a major way because COVID forced that behavior. And you know, they're shipping the home. They're seeing all kind of increases because they got great business partners for their workflow and their shopping carts and all of those type things. And their business is growing exponentially. And sometimes, you know, that comes from innovation, also comes from other big companies that might be, you know, not having the years that they've always had. Maybe they're losing market share. And so there's amazing opportunity for existing companies. If someone wanted to start a school picture company and was a great business person with the loves of passion of kids, there's no time like right now. There's a lot of schools that are looking for great business partners right now.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Photo retailers, energize your sales with ShareMe Chat, the proven texting platform. Using chat to text on your website keeps your customers connected and buying. See us at Pro and IPI to find out why dealers using ShareMe Chat close more sales without adding staff. Find out more at ShareMe.chat.
And I think you'll find that this is a very welcoming industry too. If you were to come in and say, somebody, you know, rings up Tim and says, hey, I'm starting up. I need some help to start. You're going to help. There's a lot of people in the SPO and SPAC world who are more than happy to welcome newcomers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's one of the coolest things about going to the conference is you're going to be meeting people like that in the halls at SPOA and at the MVP conference. Well, you know, you're going to meet guys to network and guys and gals to network and talk to, and they're going to help you along the way. Mm-hmm. What I heard David say when he was talking about what's going to happen is I was thinking, man, this is pretty complete, man. From workflow talks that we'll be doing and business talks all the way through, we're going to have a very complete whole conference.
Yeah.
It's exciting. It really is.
One of the things we didn't even talk about, are we having like lighting courses and stuff? No, not at all. What we are focused on, I told you, is leadership. So we have a panel of, I think, five photo managers and leads that are going to be teaching a course. Like, how do you facilitate weekly staff meetings with your photographers to keep it creative? Because you're in a grind, right? And in September and October, it's a grind. How do you keep that motivation? What are some contests that you can do? How can you make it fun? How do you make a meeting fun? And man, some of those things can radically change your business and your culture. And so those are like really important things that so often that we go to conferences and it's like, how do you light a dance studio? How do you light a... We're leaving that to our other partners in January. And we're really going to focus on the leadership development of your company and how do you scale? How do you grow that that business and that facility? We're actually having some camera manufacturers they're going to stand up as a panel. And there's been a lot of company owners want to know what's coming with camera technology and mirrorless.
Yeah.
Should I hold off where I'm at? What's coming in the future? And they're going to be explaining where their companies, what new technologies to expect. There's one big camera manufacturer that's potentially working on a volume industry camera. That's could radically change everybody. So a lot of cool stuff like that.
So speaking of vendors, you are having an exhibition. There will be a trade show portion.
We don't have any vendors. We have industry suppliers and business partners.
but there will be booths and things people can go back and forth and do that. So, so there is that portion for those. So another thing that I think I heard you mention one of our earlier talks is this is not just CEO level stuff.
No.
People are encouraged to bring staff from various levels of their organization so they can be trained up, if you will.
Yeah, if I were an independent lab and I was going to exhibit and I saw the breakout courses, I'd probably be bringing probably 4 to 7 of my leads and supervisors. When you look at the management courses that are being taught, their retail value alone at a Sandler or a Dale Carnegie is probably $249, $259 per course. You could get 4 courses right there for $1,000 and you're paying $300 for a ticket, right?
Right.
And so it pays for itself. Mm-hmm. And it's their people teaching, it's their national trainers teaching those courses.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many other values. But at the exact same time in the school photography industry, there's one company, they're bringing almost 12. And it's some of their field leadership, some of their, you know, anyone from HR to finance to marketing. Mm-hmm. We're teaching some SEO. We're having an outside agency teach real SEO, which a lot of people really just don't understand. Mm-hmm. You know, when Google changed, everybody thinks that you can get on the top of Google by buying an ad. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with how efficient is your website and the ads and stuff that you build and the optimization that you have. So again, these are really very specific things. And I would challenge people to just go look at some of those sessions. A lot is getting ready to change over the weekend, by the way. Mm-hmm. So whenever this post, if it's after Easter, you will already see a really very close schedule as it is, as well as the trainers. And the educators that are going to be leading it. If you're watching this before Easter, there's a few changes that will be happening. So
I just want to reiterate on David's point here is that it is for everybody all the way from start to finish. The best money I've ever invested into PhoneLink's employees is when I took them to conferences. And you're just one person, right? So if you're the leader of a business or the owner of a business and you think you're going to go out and get it, they're going to catch some nuggets. After you get back from the conference, you sit down with all 10 of you. Everybody pulls out their notes. You can brainstorm. It really, really will help benefit the business. I mean, we did it one time with the Brendan Burchard Leadership Conference, and I ended up paying like $40,000 to bring 9 people, but we got well over that out of that conference. So this is a steal. Like you said, it's $1,000 of value, and you're paying for it, you know, double or triple.
Well, and you start thinking, and as you say that, and that's what I'm saying. The challenge that anybody's going to have when they really go, man, I'm going to bring my leadership team is which courses do I want them in? Because they're, I hate it, but there's competing times. Like if I would tell anybody, I would have someone in my company on the Secret Service cybersecurity session. And right. if I were a lab, if I were a software company, if I were anybody, I bet that that session is going to be pretty packed out. You know, there's little thing nuggets like that, that you're going to be challenged on, you know, so that's where it, bringing a team to this is probably a wise piece. So
wise investment for the future. Oh, yeah. So where can they go to learn more information? First about MVP, Tim, flog that, that URL again.
Yeah, it's www.photolinks.com/MVP. And you can get your tickets right there. And they also, that goes to the SPOA website, so they can get their tickets as well, right, for the whole conference right then and there.
And David, where would they go for information about the SPOA
conference? You can go to www.schoolphotographersofamerica.com. You can go to www.schooltraditions.org. Either one, when you get to the site, top right corner, it says conference, touch that button and it takes you to everywhere you need to go. And literally you can buy tickets, you can get, you can see keynote speakers, you know, some of our other keynotes, Vijay Smith, guys, when everybody hears Vijay, he wrote the book, The Richest Man in Town. It got picked up by a group called Simple Truths that has, you know, anything from Maxwell to Colin Powell. Man, there's some killer, like little small books that you'll read. But Vijay's book got picked up and he became an author and a speaker at the national level. He's now a state senator. So he's going to be able to give a different kind of vantage point. And they're making a movie after his book. So he will be cool. He will be a speaker unlike many others. And then Tyler Tarver is a huge, huge industry speaker in the education world. Former teacher, former photographer, videographer. And we're super excited to have him.
Well, and I'm super excited to announce that there will be a $10 off ticket code. If you use the ticket Pixel10, you'll get $10 off your registration for Dead Pixel Society listeners. So that in itself is the most exciting thing I have to announce today.
I can't compete with that. That's awesome.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for your time. Looking forward to seeing you in June in Houston.
You too, man. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Pixel Society podcast. Read more great stories and sign up for the newsletter at www.thedeadpixelssociety.com.